Chapel Hill Transit passed 1 year of reduced services with transit workers working every day to allow community members to travel safely. Chapel Hill Transit is currently operating 14 of their 19 routes. The seating capacity is 16 customers on regular-sized buses and 21 customers on larger buses. Face coverings must be worn on all vehicles and at stops unless there is a qualified exception. Even with reduced operations, Chapel Hill Transit expanded to provide service to the UNC Health vaccination clinics in Hillsboro and the Friday Center. To celebrate the work done by transit employees, Chapel Hill Transit Director Brian Litchfield said his department expanded the traditional Transit Driver Appreciation Day.
Our transit operators are extremely important, and we need to honor them and appreciate them. But we also realize that it takes a team to make the transit system work. So we started celebrating what we call Transit Team Member Appreciation Week.
These team members include anyone involved in helping Chapel Hill Transit run, not just the drivers. During the Appreciation Week, community members can thank their transit team by writing notes on door hangers, which are found on each bus. Litchfield said he appreciates the Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and University community, frequently showing appreciation for the workers every day, not just during Transit Team Member Appreciation Week.
A wave from the back or a thank you or a hello goes an incredibly long way.
Chapel Hill Transit is working on a wrapped bus featuring faces of transit and town team members who have been on the front line during the COVID-19 pandemic. To keep people safe, vehicles and the transit facility are sanitized at least twice a day. Operators must complete a health screening prior to coming into work and are provided with a variety of protective equipment, including face masks and face shields to keep them safe. Litchfield said Chapel Hill Transit adapted services last March following CDC and local public health guidelines.
And I understand that transit may not be for everybody right now, but it is one thing that is available. We feel that it's not only safe for our team members, but also for our customers, and we'll continue to do all we can to keep it safe and encourage folks to be able to start using transit again as they feel comfortable doing so.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ava Pukach.